1911, the Alaska Packers Association moved its prominent cannery operations from the village of Karlik to the sheltered inlet at Larsen Bay. According to the book Salmon from Kodiak, written by Patricia Rappel, the move was due to the lack of a harbor in Karlik and the frequent shipwrecks in the shallow and rocky waters. Many workers and owners have come and gone in Larsen Bay since then, but 100 years later, the cannery continues to operate on a small spit between Uyak and Larsen Bay. Clyda Christensen is almost as old as the cannery. At 91 years old, she still lives in Larsen Bay and remembers what it was like to work at the cannery in the 1930s.
There was a bunch of women from Karlik that used to come up here and work for Alaska Packers. Last time I worked down there for Alaska Packers was 1937.
In the early decades of the cannery, ships from San Francisco would bring dozens of immigrants to work during the busy summer months.
Oh, they had a building on my side where I could see. They used to call that building that they tore down was Chinatown. Years ago, I guess, when Alaska Packers used to bring Chinese and Filipinos and those two nationalities, I think they used to bring mostly.
Alan Beardsley and his family owned a SetNet site in the Bay during the 1980s. Beardsley eventually went on to own the cannery during the 80s and 90s.
What happened is in about 1980 or so, I was in the grocery business and rented a space dockside for a grocery store from the cannery, and also had a SetNet permit and SetNetted out of Larsen Bay, and eventually became aware of the trouble, some of the troubles the cannery was having, and volunteered to maybe assist them and became involved with the management of a new company.
The company was called Kodiak Salmon Packers, and Beardsley owned it for about 20 years. Beardsley, like Christensen, said the cannery has seen some changes.
When we took over, we made a couple changes. It was fairly, they used to unload the fish with conveyor belts, and we switched to pumps, and they used to take the fish waste out to sea on a barge, and we quickly put a grinder in, and we put freezers in, and so there have been changes made to that plant, obviously, and the current owner, Icicle Seafoods, who's a wonderful custodian of the place, has made changes since, but basically, you're catching fish in the wild with either set net or seine, and that hasn't changed dramatically other than, horsepower and some of the other equipment they use. But it's still, you have to catch the fish as they're swimming by.
Icicle Seafoods continues to operate the current cannery. As fish processing operations in Larsen Bay begin a second century, Beardsley said it is most definitely the place to bring your fish if you're a West Side fisherman.
It's in the right spot. I mean, there's no doubt that the proximity of the fish is the reason it's there, in addition to the water source, the harbor, and the village, too.
Beardsley hasn't been to the village in about 4 years, but said his brother continues to operate a family SetNet site in the Bay. I'm Brianna Gibbs.